Okay, thank you everyone for your patience. 11:44 time slot. Cal head coach Konzo Martin, and Coach Martin is on the line. Coach, good morning. Thanks for participating.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes on the line of Steve Mims, the registered guard.
Hey, Konzo, just how do you best explain just kind of the difference you've seen between your guys both home and away?
Well, I think really more than anything is just the mental confidence in games, because we've been in games, we've done good things in the game, but it also comes out to taking care of the basketball, being sound at the free throw line, and not having those mental breakdowns in critical situations of game, because of course you turn the ball over and stuff happens, but not in critical situations when you have to get big stops or big baskets. That's what we have to get better at. But you always have good signs in practice, and we play well at home, but you have to carry that same level of energy and mental toughness and focus on the road.
What do you see with Oregon coming in, obviously on a roll as well? What's your scouting report on them?
Well, a very talented team. Obviously, Dana's done a great job with those guys, and I've been really impressed. And I always thought, you know, Cook was a tough, hard-nosed guy, and I was really impressed with him last year, how he competes, how he plays, a guy that can play multiple positions and put you in real binds because he can do so many things. But really impressed with Dylan Brooks. And I saw him on the AAU circuit, and I told one of my assistants, I said, man, that guy can play. You know, just, you know, it was too little, too late, because I think he's in transition to prep school, high school, or if he was leaving. But you saw it then. I mean, because the guy plays a level of toughness, a level of energy, a level of passion. He's exciting to watch. He competes on both ends of the floor. And obviously Tyler Dorsey's a talented young guy. Benjamin makes shots. And I think the guy that really makes him go and probably doesn't get a lot of credit is Benson, because he take care of the basketball, give those guys multiple possessions to play and do what they need to do. And he's making shots. He's playing more aggressive. But, I mean, they're playing really well as a team, and they look like a unit.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of David Bush, Barronsider.com.
Hey, Coach. Any update on Wallace, any timetable for when he might be back?
I think we'll know that for sure on Thursday when he meets with the doc again, and then they'll kind of go from there. But he hasn't been in live practices, no.
So he won't play this weekend, definitely, then?
I wouldn't say that. I just said he hadn't been in live practices, so I wouldn't say
okay.
He wouldn't play. Again, it's doc's call, really, but he hasn't been up and down in practice, no.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. And your next question comes from the line of Ben Parker, GoldenBearReport.com.
Hey, Coach. Something that a lot of people may not really know much about that are on this lineup now is Brent Glappy and sort of his story and what he's brought to the program, him getting a scholarship. Can you talk a little bit about just what Brent has done to contribute to the team and just how proud you are of his accomplishment to get a scholarship and all that?
Well, the thing I'm most proud about is he's talking about a 4.0 student, a guy does a tremendous job in the classroom, a really good leader for us in practice. He brings it to the table every day, doesn't complain, doesn't make excuses, and just a good guy to be around. He works extremely hard on the basketball floor. He's great at helping our younger guys and communicating with those guys and just giving them tidbits about the game, what coach expects, this is what we see from the bench, and just a guy with a tremendous level of humility, a tremendous amount of intelligence, and a guy you want to be around. But he brings a lot to our program. Just happy to have him on our team.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Okay, it looks like that's all we have for you today, Coach Martin. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.